Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Well, you might have seen these reports out today about property prices in Sydney and Melbourne. People say, oh, we're going to get oversupply. It's all going to potentially go down. Well, at the very least, opinions divided on it. But interesting data from SQM Research. They predict that Sydney and Melbourne house prices could rise, and not just rise by a little, by nearly 20%. Joining us now, the Managing Director of SQM Research is Lewis Christopher. G'day, Lewis.
G'day there.
I tell you what, as I say, we're not talking about a little increase. We're talking about your predictions of 18% for Sydney and 17% for Melbourne. Now, of course, this is providing that the RBA cuts the cash rate.
Yes, that's right. So it's not our base case forecast. Our base case forecast is that Sydney will rise 11 to 16%, Melbourne 10 to 15%. And how we've come up with these numbers, we use a lot of quant modelling to do it, but also taking into account what's happening in the market right now. And we do strongly believe that market presently has picked up tempo in those two cities. Mm. And I think that will reflect through in the official data over the next few months. Everyone's aware that the auction clearance rates in Melbourne have been running effectively at 80%, which is very abnormal for this time of year. And it's the same for Sydney as well. It's been more along the lines of 85%. Very unusual, because normally you get a seasonal rise in listings that puts clearance rates down. So they get that type of clearance rate suggests a very strong market. And basically, we believe that that market's going to continue on. That strong market's going to continue on well into next year, because, quite frankly, there is no trigger to stop it right now. We don't see the RBA lifting rates. The oversupply question that you mentioned before,
yep,
is basically not coming through until 2018, so it won't be with us in 2017. Strong year 2017, but 2018 could be a concern.
Okay, so Louis, obviously the confidence is there. That's always a big thing in any market, but particularly the property market.
Absolutely, and momentum is on the upside. There are definitely far more buyers than sellers at this point in time, so there's a lot of confidence. Sellers are actually been holding back. They've actually been fearful that if they sell now and then try to rebuy back into the market, they could be left out. So there's very few listings in the marketplace, and that showed up today with the Fairfax accounts, where they stated they've been struggling to get real estate listings. So it's definitely a market phenomenon. It's reflected by the fact sellers are actually quite fearful. They're quite concerned that if they sell now, they won't be able to get back in.
Now, it's interesting what you're saying here, though, because in your report, you're predicting this great year for 2017. As I say, 18% increase for Sydney, 17% for Melbourne if the rate goes down, the official lending rate goes down. But you're also saying that they're overvalued. So that is, once again, points to your fact that 2018 could be rather interesting.
Well, that's right. See, the problem we have here is that the two markets are accelerating from a very overvalued base. And to have that situation is dangerous. We believe the Melbourne market is actually at its most overvalued point on record on our numbers, and Sydney's at its second most overvalued point. So to see the market start to accelerate from those lofty levels is a concern, and hence the reason why we propose to the RBA and to APRA that, look, hey, maybe consider taking some action sooner rather than later, so you don't have to take more aggressive action in 2018.
Well, we know what you're talking about with the RBA. They've got the tool of the interest rates. What particularly are you expecting APRA to do?
Well, APRA has been involved in the market already in terms of putting restrictions on lenders. So far, that they've had the power to restrict lenders from, say, lending too much to property investors. You may recall in 2015, they required property investors to put down a larger deposit. Interest rates were listed on property investors. This time around, though, it could be a little bit tricky for APRA to move in, because this new expansion in demand has actually been owner-occupied driven, and that's basically the bank's bread and butter right there. And the banks may give APRA a bit of pushback and saying, look, you know what, we don't want to negatively affect our customer base here. So it could be tricky for APRA to take action this time around, but it can be done. They may well say to home buyers, look, you need to put down a larger deposit. Instead of 10%, it must be 15%, for example.
Yeah. Well, at least we've gone away from where we had literally zero deposit at one stage there. At least it's a little bit more sensible than it was. You think it just needs to go a step further?
And that's a good thing, because if we were in a situation now where the banks were loose in their lending, we would have a lot more problems on our hands. And it probably will mean that we'll avert a major crash in the marketplace. But, you know, I'm not ruling out a correction in 2018. I think that's quite possible, especially if the RBA does nothing in 2017. And all suggestions are that they are not going to lift rates, and they may well even cut. They will have to take more aggressive action in 2018, but unlikely that it would actually amount to a full-scale crash in the marketplace. I don't think that's going to happen.
Sure. Now, we're going to air also through 4BC in Brisbane tonight. We haven't mentioned Brisbane as yet. How do you see the market there?
Brisbane is a market where we're forecasting a 3 to 7% rise in dwelling prices. Predominantly, that's going to be from freestanding houses in Brisbane's east and in Brisbane's west and in Brisbane's south. The concern for Brisbane we have, which everybody's aware of now, is the CBD apartment market. There is a lot of stock on the market right now in that CBD location. There's going to be a lot more coming into the market as well, so particularly in South Brisbane. We have some concern there, especially given the fact that vacancy rates in Brisbane now are already near 3% and rising. So there's an oversupply right now, and there's going to be even more stock completed in 2017, 2018. So, yeah, it's one problem area we are concerned about.
Okay, well, not good news for our 4BC listeners, particularly in comparison to what we were saying at the beginning with Sydney and Melbourne. Sydney, you're predicting 18%, Melbourne 17%, providing, as I keep saying, that RBA rate cut comes through. Louis, thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Louis Christopher, the Managing Director of SQM Research.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.